You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans. You're listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. To get this show every day, I need you to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Also, don't forget to tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets. On today's show, I'm going to do a preview or a projection of Wilson Ramos's upcoming season whenever we resume play. So I'm going to talk about his defense a little bit in the first half of the podcast, then get into what we can expect from Ramos hitting in the second half. Before we get to any of that, though, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, check me out on Twitter, at Finkelstein Ryan. You can also find some of my writing about the Mets at MetsMorizeOnline.com. Now, every week on Locked On Mets, I'm going to try to give you a little bit of the past, as I'm going to be talking with Brian Wright about the history of the Mets. He is the author of the New York Mets All-Time All-Stars, so listen to yesterday's show to hear about everything I'm going to be doing with Brian. I also want to talk about the present, as I'm going to do today with Wilson Ramos, and the future, as I will do tomorrow, talking about the Mets prospects. Now, the idea to have some episodes projecting out the upcoming season came from a voicemail I got. Remember, you can call in at 347-395-1647 to leave any of your comments or questions such as this.
Ryan, what's up, man? This is Maury, born and raised in Long Island, now living in Jersey, longtime hardcore Mets fan. Been listening to the show for about a year, really enjoy it. I know these are slow Mets news days, and I heard your plea for talk about content and directions to go with the show in this slow time. I was thinking it would be really cool to do kind of a either position by position or starting Met lineup and major key player, kind of run through each one and go through what you would consider to be the range of possible outcomes for the season ahead. Obviously, it's a little skewed by the fact that they're going to be playing less games, but looking back at what they did in the last couple of years, and do we think we've seen their peak? Is the best yet to come? What are some of their obstacles to performing at their highest potential? Do we think that's a likely outcome? What does it look like if they're struggling? Who might fill in at a given position if someone is struggling? Maybe talk a little bit of war kind of stuff and advanced analytics on that. I think there's room to go deep on that stuff and generate some excitement and some hope for the time when baseball returns.
All right, so big shouts to Maury for being a longtime listener of the show. Really do appreciate the support. And the question is going to turn into a long-running series here as I go through each player and we try to get ready for what that player can produce once we get back to playing baseball. And I'm starting at catcher with Wilson Ramos, and I'll kind of just work my way around the diamond. And so when you look at Wilson Ramos, I think everyone knows the defense isn't where you would want it to be for your starting catcher. It's just clear. He's older. He does not have the ability now at age 32 to really be a plus defender behind the plate. And it really showed last year. I think everyone's going to think about a catcher and they think, can they control the running game? And Wilson Ramos is not JT Realmuto back there. He doesn't have that quick pop time like even Tomas Nito has. He doesn't have that strong arm. But really, if you break down his catching, that is not where Wilson Ramos really struggles. His pop time was in the 50th percentile last year. And that pop time is when the ball hits his mitt, how quickly can he get it to second base when a runner is stealing. So between his average arm and his exchange, he is able to get the ball down there in 2 seconds, which is not the worst at all. That is a good enough pop time that if your pitcher is doing their job to control the running game, he is manageable behind the plate when it comes to that. Pitch framing, though, is the big problem when it comes to Wilson Ramos. He ranked in the 26th percentile in pitch framing, and really what you saw last year is he does not get that strike on the lower part of the zone. And that could be an issue. We saw Noah Syndergaard really struggled last year because he couldn't get those extra strikes. And there's a statistic called runs extra strikes, which is basically the amount of runs he's giving up based on extra strikes that he's not getting. And last year, it was the worst of his career at -4. He just was not getting strikes, particularly at the lower part of the zone. And that leads to longer counts where hitters can get an extra crack at taking a swing at that pitcher and maybe either hitting a home run or doing damage otherwise. Ramos is actually very good at getting the strike call on the inside or the outside part of the plate. Last year, he was even good at getting the high strike call. But getting that low strike is a really big thing for this pitching staff. And that is why you see some of them enjoy pitching to Tomas Nido more, because he gives them that opportunity to get strikes on every part of the zone. Realistically, it is kind of stupid, in my opinion, that we can have an electronic strike zone that would mitigate all of this, and it's not getting put into play. It's not even the fact that the Mets have a catcher that isn't great at pitch framing. It's just this idea that that is a statistic that teams are relying on. Which catcher can steal strikes? Why don't we just get the calls right overall? But anyway, I digress. Back to Ramos. What can he do this season to improve? One of the things that we have seen through spring training was that Wilson Ramos is starting to, at times, drop down to one knee when trying to catch that low strike. What this does for an older catcher that maybe is struggling with getting that low strike is now if he drops to one knee, his body is in a position where he can receive that low pitch and frame it up for the umpire to get more strike calls. So if Wilson Ramos can do a much better job this year at receiving the low strike and getting that call for the Mets pitchers, he has another year under his belt now, or he has a full year under his belt now with this staff. So his relationship with those guys has only improved. They are going to understand each other's tendencies more, and he should be able to get even better results out of the staff this year. I think Wilson Ramos does do a good job in that sense. I know that there was, of course, some problems with Noah Syndergaard, but he is clearly a catcher that cares about managing the pitching staff. This is not just a strictly hit-first catcher. He does take pride in his catching, and I think we're at a point where this can go one of two ways for Wilson Ramos when it comes to his defense. Either the extra year of, for one, trying to work hard this offseason and improve his defense, but also that extra year now of being with the Mets and being part of this team, all of that can come together and make him a better catcher than he was last year, which will in turn help the pitching staff, or we'll see another year on those knees, and maybe that either A, prevents him from being a good defensive catcher, or B, maybe he does not get back on the field and play quite as many games as he did last year. One thing you can credit about Wilson Ramos last season is he was very durable. Will that continue moving forward? I'm going to talk about and his hitting in just a minute. But first, do you hate stepping on the scale? Maybe it's because you haven't met the right one. A company called Withings produced the world's first smart scale, and they're still the best. In fact, Tom's Guide rated Withings Body Plus the best overall smart scale of 2020. If you are looking to lose weight, willpower is key, but so is having the right tools. Withings smart scales are known for their durability and an exceptional user-friendly design. Step on and data from every weigh-in syncs automatically to the free app for iOS and Android via Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. Lots of smart scales don't have the Wi-Fi option, and it means you need to have your phone on you. But Withings Body Plus gives weight, full body composition, weight trend, and even a local weather report. The scale can support up to 8 users and even knows who is who. So here's the deal. You can get 25% off a Withings Body Plus right now at withings.com for a very limited time. Go to withings.com at withings.com/MLB to get 25% off your Body Plus body composition scale. That's withings.com/MLB to get 25% off your Body Plus body composition scale. Sometimes when I talk about Wilson Ramos, I talk out of both sides of my mouth because you could hear me being very critical of what Ramos did offensively last year, and then at the same time I'll say something like this. I think last season Wilson Ramos had arguably maybe the best offensive season for a catcher since Mike Piazza, and that is high praise, but that is also telling you about the general lack of production the Mets have got from their catchers since Piazza. But if at the start of the 2019 season someone said Wilson Ramos is going to get 73 RBIs this season, I think most people would say, absolutely, I'll sign up for that right now. The problem I had with Wilson Ramos was that his slugging percentage was 416, and the Mets need him to be more of a power threat. I've gone into this multiple times throughout the offseason, but just to refresh my opinion on this, Wilson Ramos got a lot of RBIs last year in bases-loaded situations where his singles were able to result in multiple RBIs, which is a great thing that he was able to do to be clutch and produce in those moments, but that's not necessarily a repeatable statistic. I'm not saying he can't still be above average when all the ducks are on the pond, but for him to hit over 600 again and get as many opportunities as we saw him have in 2019, that is not necessarily realistic. And in spring training, we saw Ramos maybe focusing on trying to drive the baseball more. I think that's what the Mets need out of him whenever this season starts. When I am projecting and previewing the upcoming season for these players, I'm going to be taking a look at Zips and their projection models for what the Mets are going to do. I think it's good to find one projection system and stick to it to keep things kind of uniform. And so when you look at what Zips thinks of Wilson Ramos coming into the season, they're projecting a very similar year to last season. Of course, these projections were made based on 162-game schedule. We likely won't get that, but they had him playing 123 games, hitting 273, driving in 68 runs, 14 home runs, 42 runs scored, 19 doubles, right pretty much on par with what he did last year when they're projecting out his on-base percentage and slugging percentage. Again, very similar, 328 on-base, 418 slugging, a 746 OPS. If Wilson Ramos does all that and produces the way they expect, his weighted runs created plus would be 98. If you remember, weighted runs created plus is a way to measure hitters based on league average of being 100. So they're saying that they expect Wilson Ramos to be slightly below league average. Last season, with the 73 RBIs and all of it, Wilson Ramos's weighted runs created plus was 105. Personally, I think that Wilson Ramos is going to be a little bit better this year because of that focus on the power. I don't know how many games we're going to play, so I can't say how many home runs they're talking about, how many RBIs, but what I will say is I expect that slugging percentage to be closer to that 450, 460 range, which in turn is going to make him a more valuable offensive commodity for the Mets. Maybe if he can do that, if he can produce, who knows, we could see Wilson Ramos get that weighted runs created plus back up to what we saw it in his all-star seasons. If you go back to 2016, his first year when he was an all-star, Wilson Ramos' weighted runs created plus was 123. His second all-star season in 2018, his weighted runs created plus was 132. If the Mets can get a 120 weighted runs created plus season out of Wilson Ramos, they will be getting outstanding offensive value from their catcher. And as I talked about the defense, if he can also drop to that one knee and get that low strike call, maybe he can be average defensively, and overall that would make him a net positive as a player. Last season, with everything he produced, Wilson Ramos was worth a 2.2 WAR. In 2018, Ramos was worth a 2.5 WAR. In 2016, his WAR was 3. If Wilson Ramos does these things I'm talking about, if he can improve on getting the low strike, if he can drive the baseball more and have a bigger focus on the power swing instead of simply being a singles hitter, I think he can have a really good season for the Mets. And who knows, with Yasmani Grandal in the American League, maybe whenever they do an all-star game, I saw something they might push that back till after the season. But you know what? Maybe Wilson Ramos can be that type of guy again and actually be an all-star. And if he is, and if he does produce that way, maybe the Mets pick up that $10 million option on his 2021 season. Anyway, that'll be all for today's edition of Locked On Mets. On tomorrow's show, I'm going to begin to talk about some prospects. I'm going to do my honorable mentions before I get into the top 30. So I'm going to talk about some hitters tomorrow. Stay tuned for that. Also, if you want some other great content, check out the Locked On Fantasy Baseball podcast, where they will be giving you breakdowns of the upcoming fantasy season. Thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Also, don't forget to tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets.